Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Hundreds remain in shelters this morning. Thousands are without electricity as people in central and western Massachusetts continue to try to cope with the Wednesday tornadoes. In the town of Munson, a tornado tore through the main street, destroying businesses, including the town's only grocery store, knocking down thousands of trees, ripping the steeple off a church. But one of the most powerful things to see in Munson yesterday, as people began to sort through the wreckage, was just down the road, off Main Street, on Bethany Road, which had taken an especially hard hit. For most of the day, Bethany Road was closed to traffic, as crews worked to cut tangled power lines and clear the hundreds of trees stripped of bark and leaves that littered the road. So yesterday, along with hundreds of other people, we walked from one end of Bethany Road to the other, and heard stories along the way, like from the teenagers who'd shown up to help 17-year-old Jordan Woodamore clear the front yard of his family's home.
My cousin Brad Brothers over there, he's from Ware. He lives in Ware. He's my only cousin right here right now, but my longtime friend and neighbor was over here before, and also my longtime two friends over there have been helping.
A couple of houses down, we found Tina Partlow with her husband Corey. We walked over down and dead power lines and around all the debris to talk with them as they sat in their driveway in the bottom half of what used to be a pop-up camper. Next to them, their mint green house with its pink door was just a shell, like a house on a movie set with a facade and not much behind it. The roof was on the front lawn. Family and friends were there carrying lamps and chairs and the few odds and ends that could be salvaged. Tina Partlow was inside the house when the tornado hit.
It was horrible. It just sounded like a jet engine screaming and rolling thunder all at the same time.
Where were you in the house and what'd you do?
We were down the basement.
So you had a little bit of warning?
No, not really. I basically looked up. I saw a black cloud coming from that direction over there down the hill, and we just kind of all ran all at the same time. I was home with three children.
I was on my way home, and it was just her with the kids alone. I was on Route 20 coming from Dudley all the way through Sturbridge, and so I got rerouted and actually had to go into Warren through Brimfield and then over the mountain. So,
long way around.
Yeah, and I could see it. I could see the tornado over the mountain once I got on Route 20 and knew it was in this general area, but I didn't know if it was my house or not. It was pretty devastating.
To see the house in the state that it's in now.
It's an old house. A lot of these are old houses, which means when you buy them, you put a lot of your own paint and work. And we made a lot of changes in 10 years and made it really personal and really our own, so it'll never be the same, but maybe at 10 more years we'll make it feel like home again, you know?
What are you looking for that you haven't found yet?
Oh, and here? Nothing. I found
we're
my
still,
family.
We're still missing the cat. We're still missing one of our cats.
A cat, yeah, but I think he's all right. But other than that, I found everything.
Two lots down, a metal post stood on the sidewalk in front of what was 15 Bethany Road. The post used to hold a newspaper box, I think. House keys were hanging on the post, but behind it, no house, just a cellar hole with a towering mound of twisted lumber, shattered windows, and shingles that was a house. A couple talked to an insurance adjuster. Diagonally across the street was probably the most striking scene of the day. You could see where, a half mile away, the tornado crested a ridge and cut a wide path through trees and other houses in Munson, bearing down on Pia Rogers' Bethany Road house. Unlike all the other debris-strewn yards, hers was clean, green grass, nothing there but a cellar door and the granite foundation her house was built on, nothing else.
Nothing.
Where did the house go?
It's up there, and it's over there, and it's over there, and some of it's in Milton, Mass.
Because you've heard that some of your paperwork ended up in Milton?
Yes. I own a coffee shop in Sturbridge, and some gentleman called and said that he received a packet of my checks out in Milton, Mass, and he wanted to make sure that we were all right.
And the checks were in his front yard or something?
Yeah, they were in his yard somewhere.
Where were you when this happened?
I was in Sturbridge.
You were at your coffee shop?
Yes.
Did you know that there was a tornado coming through Munson?
I had heard, and then my friend is friends with the police in town, and they called her to find out where we were because they couldn't get a hold of us, and said that there was a problem at the house. So we came here, and there's no problem. It's completely gone. Completely gone. Just amazing.
So, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking about getting a drink, smoking some crack, and starting a fire. I don't know. I really don't know. We don't know what everybody's cleaning up, but where do we clean up? What do we clean up? Like, the insurance company, what do you... I have to catalog all this stuff. What do? You know? It's just craziness.
I mean, your stuff isn't even in your yard anymore.
No, it's in the neighbor's yard. Yeah.
What are you going to do here on this site?
I don't know.
Too early to tell?
You tell me. What should we do?
How old was the house?
120 years old.
I don't think he can restore it.
But it was restored. We restored it.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Right down to the bare bone. Everything. So.
New house?
Yeah, definitely. I want one that has doors that close. I want rugs. I want a real house now. I'm done with the fixing things.
Same site you hope?
Yeah, definitely. I will never, ever leave Munson. Best town ever.
Have you been looking for anything specific?
Just my rings, my jewelry, some pictures. I took all my time to do scrapbooking, and I did so many books, and now they're all gone. And, you know, and we try to protect those things, and we can't.
Could be in Milton.
Could be in Milton, yes, but hopefully not.
Can I say, you seem to be taking this pretty well. You have a smile on your
face. Yeah, because it could be worse. It could be snowing right now. It could be on fire. We could be dead. It could be anything. We're fine. It's just stuff. Right?
Right.
And it makes us grow stronger.
Undoubtedly, most of the hard stuff is still ahead for Pia Rogers and her neighbors on Bethany Road in Munson. But if they maintain the same spirit they had yesterday and the same sense of humor and community, they'll probably be fine. After all, as Pia said, it is just stuff. For lots of photos of storm damage from Munson and from Western Mass, go to our website, WBUR.org. And for an incredible aerial shot of Bethany Road itself, look at the picture above the fold on the front page of the Boston Globe this morning. That is Bethany Road. For more on what's happening in Central and Western Mass today, listen to All Things Considered on WBUR this afternoon.